Hey guys, welcome to the Hot Breath Podcast. I'm your host, Jovi. Welcome to the first few pilot episodes of the show. There's really no structure to this show. Just bringing people on, talking about different things, seeing the comedies of life, chatting it up. Nothing too special, nothing too unspecial. See you around. Peace. I'm just beating my meat. Beating my meat.
On my knee. I'm on my spleen.
I can't hear you. Talking the mic, bro.
Eating some beans.
Whoa, it's too close. Too close, brother. So what'd you think about your burrito?
Yeah, sure. It was worth it.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have a second plug-in?
What do you mean, second plug-in? Oh, why, did you hear yourself?
So I can have my headset and plug it in?
Yeah, actually, I can't. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, even better. Creep. Yeah, look at me, bro. I'm a freaking genius. What do you think?
Where'd you get the octosphincter?
If you guys could see this right now, it's an aux cord.
I feel like Thanos.
It's got like five plugins, so now plugins. He can plug his headphones and grab it. Just drop it on the floor. Jesus. Oh!
You said drop it on
my freaking ears, bro. Bro, look at this. I'm a genius. I saved the gaming chair, so now we have two gaming chairs, so now we can sit with each other. But that's already in my room. Why would I want to take that? Talk to the mic, mother.
Hello?
I can't hear myself.
Wait, are you serious?
Wait. Hello?
No, you dumb. Turn it on the... Turn up the volume, bro.
You turn me up. Man,
oh.
Sick. Dude, this is... Oh, my God, bro. You don't understand how happy I am right now. Okay, but I'm going to be honest. I don't like hearing myself talk. I feel like I mess up my words. Huh? I mean, that'd be kind of weird. But, I mean, this would be sick if we're watching videos together. Listen. Listen to me right now. Please talk. Jesus.
Yes.
So, anyways, as I was saying.
See, it's weird. See, motherfucker, I told you. Being like this.
So, yeah, like, my day was really good. And
starts talking away. No, talking to Mike.
Cheeseburgers.
See, watch. I'm about to do the RIP headphone users. Cring! It cuts out every time I try to
Baca.
Cream. No. Stop. When I do cream, it cuts out. I don't know why. Cream! Oh, yours work? What the?
Watch.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I probably have like a max out limiter. No, don't bring the freaking mic over here, bro. We have to have our own little sides. Baka. Yeah, it does. Okay, so, dude. I mean, right now it's just audio, but
ramen right
look at this.
Now?
Look at this. I can set up my computer to the monitor, and then we can watch videos together. Okay. Then I hook up. And then I hook up my camera.
Spooked.
Oh my god!
You can't hear yourself.
Yes,
me.
Yes, I can.
You're trying to talk while I go spooked.
Everybody,
spooked.
Whatever. Yeah, I can still talk, bro.
Uh-huh.
You can't hear me because all you hear is yourself.
Spooked.
If you take out one headphone of your ear.
What?
Oh my god!
I mean, I can still hear you when you.
Yeah. I feel more comfy doing this.
Yes.
This is fine. I can do this all day. I mean, sort of. I feel like I can't comprehend myself. There we go. Okay.
Because then I'm like listening to three different things. I'm hearing you here,
yeah.
Myself here.
That's that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how people who like do normal podcasts wear the headphones. Oh my god, I can't talk even without the freaking thing.
It's like that one.
Wear the headphones.
You know the one game where you play music and you have to like.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much how it is. It's like you hear yourself and your brain shorts out.
Oh my god, imagine with the videos.
And you're trying to talk and all you hear is people talking and then you can hear yourself talking and you're like, whoa, what's going on?
You don't know if it's them, you, the video.
Yeah, you don't know whatever.
Too much going on.
But yeah, dude, in the future, I mean like we can film some
boom.
YouTube. Oh my god. What is that? Is that the
boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Is that that? Is that that app? The
My Singing Monsters.
My Singing Monsters? I haven't played that in like. Excuse me, sorry. A long time. That tasted like burrito. I probably shouldn't have eaten that big ass burrito. We went to a Mexican restaurant.
I honestly didn't feel that full.
My burrito was definitely bigger than yours.
Yeah, that's true. It was called mucho.
Mine was mucho burrito.
Mucho burrito.
Mucho burrito.
Mucho burrito.
I promise you, if you take off the headphones, it feels like a lot more normal.
Mucho burrito.
He's like, no, I want to hear myself. I just have it like on top of my head. But like,
yes.
Real pod, like, I don't know how real podcasters, well, maybe they can't hear themselves. I don't know. I think they can't. The inner, oh, my flower just lost a flower.
Flower just
yeah, look, it's on the ground. Oh, I have an orchid and it bloomed pretty early. Wait, I don't even think it was spring.
No. Okay.
Yes. No, I'm recording actually.
Stop capping.
No, I am. Dude, we're live.
Dude, how many views we got?
Bro, what are you talking about? This recorded, it's not live. Oh, I said live. Okay, okay. We live. We hot mic'd. Okay, we hot mic'd.
Like the football games.
What?
You know, like hot mic.
Oh, hot mic, and then you get.
They're mic'd up.
What do you mean football games? You mean like Black Ops? That's a hot mic. When you get killed, and then the person goes.
I'm thinking.
Oh my god! And it just cuts off.
I'm thinking mic'd up, like you know when they're playing the games and they have like.
Oh, mic'd up, mic'd up. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, I do. You ever seen the bad lip reading videos? Man, I really wanted to eat a Pop Tart right now.
My armpit.
My armpit. No, what is the one?
There's so many good ones.
Oh, yeah, there really is. So
the squiggly line is on there.
He's just talking.
The squiggly line. Dang, I need to rewatch those. Movies, the they do all of them.
The guy's doing the interview for like after the basketball game, and then one of the other guys comes up and he's like, oh, what is that? What a crazy man. He's like, I smell like burgers.
Man, you know what? I really want some mashed potatoes. mashed potatoes. That's the football one. Every time they do so the call outs, your mom looks like my grandma. It's crazy ass shit, bro.
I'm going to act like I'm saying something important.
Oh, yeah.
That's to the guy in the game. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to act like I'm telling you something super important. And you're going to nod your head. Oh, yeah.
Like, all right, cool. All break. Right, cool. And they walk away. That should be sick.
Are we gonna react to that?
Yeah, maybe we could do a video.
I wonder if reacting made to that. Any new things.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
I haven't seen him in so long.
I think they made like I mean, I feel like I didn't see them do basketball, and then I started seeing a basketball one. Chris was showing me
that's true.
A basketball one.
Have you seen the Star Wars ones?
That's oh already. Hell yeah! The Star Wars ones are hilarious, bro.
The song is like, I'm a psycho wiener. That was funny.
Yeah.
It's like a whole song. Cut out.
I tell you, bro, my thing's got that peak. And maybe it knows that I'm just a loud-ass person. Maybe it just knows. Because every time I go, cream!
That's how iPhone is.
Cream! Did it cut out when I did cream?
It doesn't cut out. It lowers.
Yeah. We'd like, I don't know. That's good, though.
You could hear yourself still.
No, I don't. I know it's doing it. I'm going to stop because I feel bad.
Like the
creaming,
iPhone
creaming on
out.
Everybody. You cream know, team?
Like, you know when someone screams in like TikTok and they go, and then like mutes?
Oh, I'm going to lower the fan.
Okay. I am getting cold. My giblets, they're freezing. My hands, I have no carne on my hands. I can't do this anymore.
Ow, my leg. Oh, shoot, my monitor. Okay, welcome to Hot Breath.
That was funny for you to know.
I'm your host, Jovi.
You got Egg Boy 1 on a track.
I'm with, sometimes I don't feel like I know what to call you sometimes, bro. Like,
you just gotta hit me with all the names. You got Egg Boy 1, aka Chanch, aka Chancho Swiss, aka my little brother.
No, it's like, sometimes I don't know what to call you, Emmanuel or Chuchi.
Chuch. I don't care.
All right, well.
I used to care. Like
I call you Chuchi, but this is Emmanuel, my brother. Chupapi, Chuchi, Chucho, Chancho Sweats, whatever you want to call it. Maybe I should take out my retainer.
Boy, Because these S's nugget, be going. Oh my Burger God. King salad.
Burger King salad. Do they have that? Hold on. I'm looking that up Burger right King, now. Burger King they salad? Yeah. They have salads at Burger King?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, you're lying.
I think they do.
Burger King salad.
It's probably not good.
Maybe one day I'll get a producer.
Salads and veggies?
Burger King near you? Let's see them images.
Damn.
Yeah, they got Burger King salad.
It's the chicken.
It's really just fried ass chicken on top of a yeah, that shit looks crusty. Yeah.
Look at Wendy's.
Just
salad.
Imagine some gross.
That's what it sounds like.
No, it doesn't sound like that. It's gonna sound like
because no,
the chicken's dry.
When you're chewing on that dry chicken, you go,
oh, dry chicken, bro.
You're like, damn, I need some water,
bro. Have you ever eaten like
and then
super
you drink the Sprite and you go,
McDonald's Sprite? Ooh,
yeah, it fries their brain cells.
Honestly. Even though I eat really big, even though, yeah, did you hear that?
Honestly.
Sorry, fuck. Honestly.
I think you need some water.
It's sunny.
We're going to have to get water when we're
yeah,
talking.
I got water right here. I got water right here.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Appreciate you. Bro, we're live. Like, we're just rolling. We're not.
We live.
We kind of just do it.
Huh?
Hey, what's up, Dad?
Oh, we got to get Dad in the podcast. This is Pops of the Smurf, a.k.a. Pop of the Smurf.
We're doing some pilot. AKA we're doing some pilot Papa right Pop now to test how everything sounds.
A.k.a. Pops, a.k.a. What are you guys doing? We're just messing around.
We're just doing a pilot for the pod.
We're acting like we're on a podcast where we're just talking.
No, we're going. We're podcasting. No, we're going. He doesn't know.
Yeah, man, go for it. You me.
Dude, I told you I'm recording. Oh, yeah.
Bruh.
It's a pilot. I got to start practicing. I got to start talking. I got to start doing it. I got to
practice without recording, though. Because what are you going to do with this?
I'm going to post it.
But we're not reacting to anything.
We're not. We don't need to. It's a podcast. We talk to each other. We just talk.
That's creepy.
And people listen. What do you mean that's creepy?
That's creepy.
Do you know what a podcast is?
I love listening to these brothers talk about chicken nuggets, salads.
Oh, exactly. People want. Yeah. We can talk about that, too. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Well, we're
regional champion.
Yeah, I guess we could talk a little bit more about you.
You're that kid that got second.
You're that kid that got second. Well, leading his own trail of swag. Emmanuel, I mean, just talk about it, bro,
what's
a little bit. What do you?
The one thing from Spider-Man was it? They're talking about Miles Morales, and they're like. He's something swagger. Oh, I forgot what it
Mick
was.
Jagger?
No.
Do you even know
it's
who
like
that
they're is? They're talking about him, and they said some weird shit about him having swagger, and it's funny and cringe because he's black. And I was like, hey, yo, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by
I forgot
that?
What it was, though. I have to search it up.
Well, that's
There's
good.
A bunch of memes.
Well, what are you, junior year of high school? Youngster over here.
I'm 17.
I'm a junior.
I'll go one more year.
Are you looking forward to senior year?
Yes. For a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's going to be easier, but it probably won't be. It's probably just going to be the same.
I don't think it'll be harder,
but it'll just be like, it'll be easy.
Nah,
be
I think junior year is usually the hardest.
The hardest.
Yeah.
But
next
like,
year's. Senior year, you just have to get stuff out of the way, and bro, it's crispy. The reason why it's easy is just because you have to do stuff, assignments and different things. And bro, once you get those assignments done, your teachers don't know how to do it. Robert right now is chilling.
I think the only reason junior year is harder is because that's when you have to focus a lot on the tests.
Yeah.
That's when you start realizing, oh my god, I have to take AP tests. Like I have one tomorrow. And writing 3 essays, and I don't want to do that shit. I thought it was bad doing 1 essay. Like, so
oh,
you got
dude.
The rhetorical, and then you got the argumentative, and I'm like, oh.
No, I'm yeah, no, I'm at, there we go.
That's going to be my brain while I'm doing it. the whole time.
Is that guy snoring?
Yeah.
I think he's snoring in that video, right?
He was snoring.
It's like our It's like Deorani.
How do you snore like that?
Have you heard our father? Our
they
father?
Don't sound like that.
Deorani be sounding like he finna die. Lucas, I'm finna get you on this podcast and we finna talk about snoring dads, all right?
We're gonna have to
for
get
sure.
every recording of him so we can show him what it sounds like.
Oh, God.
We can hear it through the walls.
Yeah, no,
we'll
it's bad,
room.
Bro. It's bad.
You remember when he would sleep in the living room?
My boy, listen, my uncle has a Darth Vader. My boy looks like he's about to go fly a fighter jet with the oxygen mask. I'm talking about he's got the full face covered. Like, my boy's about to go into his dreams and fly a jet. I promise you. It's cutting off, son of a bitch.
It's like,
okay, I gotta be nicer. Bruh! Oh, yours cut out a little bit too. Yeah,
it's because you get too close.
Oh, don't be getting too close, bro, because you can make the subs of their car fucking explode or their eardrums.
Frozen.
So tell them a little bit, what do you run in track?
The 800 meter, aka 2 laps.
For the people that don't know, 2 laps.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
How much is 800 meters? Is that a mile? No. It's 2 laps.
Feels like a mile. Tell you that much.
It does.
I remember.
Well, I mean, after doing a lot, you get used to it. Especially the way you run it. It's just like you cruise 1 lap and then you kill yourself on the 2nd lap.
Yeah.
So it feels like nothing. Unless, you know, you have like goaded people and then you kill yourself the whole time and, and you want to die. Bro, last time, oh no, it was at regionals, we did the 4x8. I literally was like, my eyesight was warped. I was looking at the grass and it looked like a hill.
After
like,
the race,
am I okay
after the race?
Dude, I was walking on the field like after I finished the race and I was looking at the grass and it was like humps and I thought it was like bumps on the grass and I stepped, I was like, it's flat. I'm like, damn, I'm seeing shit.
My boy tripping.
I was like, fuck my eyesight.
What if
I'm
you,
going
you
crazy.
Ran so fast, you went to the multiverse, bitch. My boy ran too fast. He ran so fast, he ran to the multiverse.
I was looking at the grass, and then my teammates were like, yeah, you did it. I was like,
while you're running. Right when you finish the race, I was like, oh my God, great job. You turn around. Oh my God, what's wrong with his ass?
I'm looking at them. They're like unicorns.
Oh, fuck. You took DMT. Somehow you inhaled it. That's the, you know, you, all right, so supposedly, take my fucking head off. Supposedly your body has drugs in it, like
what?
DMT. So, like, I don't know if
what,
you know
like
this shit.
What, like it lets out that stuff?
So, like, supposedly our body has DMT in it, which is a some tripping drug or whatever the hell. I mean, I could look it up, but I don't really give a fuck. Somebody critique me on this, but. So, I mean, like, low-key, bro. You ran so fast, you released that shit, and then you start tripping balls. Either that or you're probably on the verge of exertion death.
Yeah, I really did.
Exhaustion death.
I was about to faint. Like,
yeah.
We took the pictures, and I was trying to put my arms around my teammates to take a picture. I was like, oh, my arm is stuck. They had to, like, lift it up.
Yeah, hella lactic acid in your body.
You could see it.
I know that.
But, like, it's in my arms.
Hell yeah, boy.
How is it in my arms?
Bro, that's that form, dude. Bro. Come on, that's that form.
My neck was, so I had lactic acid in my neck at that point.
Bro, it's in your whole body, bro. It's because you, like, bro, I mean, like, shit, I know that 400, bro, that's, like, crazy lactic acid. So I know exactly
year.
What you mean.
I should have done the 400. I don't know why they didn't put me in.
I mean, honestly, I
though.
Think, nah. Well, did Coach Campbell's, just say, like, I guess background. Coach Campbell's my coach from high school, and then he's Juju's coach, best coach out there. For sure. Yes, sir. Too bad he's not coaching right now for high school because stupid shit. Won't get into that, but that's that boy.
Summer.
It's fine. You're going to work out with him, and he's good. Great. Did he? But, I mean, my question was, did he? He? I mean, like, Coach Campbell's really good.
He put me in the 4 a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but he know.
I did the 4x4. I didn't do it by myself.
Yeah. But he knows. Like, I think he knows. I think he sees you. He's smart. He's a great coach. So he sees the way you run. He knows you did distance running. He knows how you run distance and stuff. Especially he got to coach you for distance.
Yep.
Yeah. Cross so country. Yeah. So he knows cross exactly. Country. He knows exactly how you run. So he picked a great. I think he picked a great race for you, bro. Like,
800 is perfect. Because remember, I wanted to do 400 originally, but then since I did cross country, he's like, you have more endurance, you should do 800. Yeah. And I was like,
400 is just one lap.
That's two laps. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that much.
Yeah, two laps. I mean, I remember
and
when
I sucked it up.
Yeah, I remember when I did the 800, bro. Aids, but shit. Bro, I ran a 212. What are you running?
The first time I ran like that.
Uh-huh. I feel like I could do decent on the 800 if I really tried.
And I was in a slow heat, so I got first.
Hey.
I was like, yo, I'm golden. And then they put me in the fast heat the next time, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but now look at you. This boy breaking records. What are you running right now?
Like, on average, through all the races, it was like 201. If it was like competition, it was like 158.
Yeah, what's your top right now?
My best was 157. That
exactly.
Was at, like, that was at the college race.
Oh, shit.
Where all the fast kids pulled up.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I ran a 157, which is fast as hell, and then I ended up in 18th.
Who are you running against? Where was this college? Like, FSU?
It was at UF.
Oh, UF. Oh, yeah, I went to that.
I was
the relays.
Myself, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. But
my
it's,
anxiety
it's a,
was going crazy.
Oh, no, yeah.
I was dying.
Nope,
I, was like,
I feel
can
you,
we
bro.
Just get this race over.
Yeah. Bro, I see videos of, like, back then when I was running and, like, even just watching YouTube videos. I'll sit in my bed, bro, and I'll just get a YouTube video, and I get immediate anxiety, bro. I have, like,
no, yeah, me too.
I have racing my PTSD. I have racing PTSD. It's insane.
Even not even my own races. Like, I would look at, like, TikTok sometimes, and I'll be, like, watching them race, and then I'd be like, why is my heart beating so fast? I'm not
bro,
in the
I
race.
See,
too.
No, bro, I saw your race video, and I got PTSD
yeah,
again. I'm like, bro, this is a real thing.
Started cold sweat.
Racing PTSD, bro, I promise
it
you.
It for sure is. Really
it's a real thing. It has to be. I'm going to look it up right now.
It's like your body's like, oh, race mode, activate.
It's just like.
It's exactly what it is.
What the
your
hell?
Body thinks you're about to race, even though because your body PTSD. Can't tell the difference between, you know, it thinks you're there. So then your body's like, okay, kick in the adrenaline.
I mean, obviously I'm not there. I haven't ran in
your
a long ass time.
Your brain doesn't know,
bro. Like it's
the
been
same
like
thing
this.
With, like fear.
What was
that?
2018. Holy, it's 2022, and I still get anxiety from that. Like I might need to go to a psychiatrist.
It's always gonna be there.
I'm going to need a psychiatrist. I mean, it's kind of lit because maybe if I ever have to run really fast, I got that shit. Like, I'm gone, baby. Yeah, I'm gone. Trust me, I'm gone.
We got the nitrous kit in us.
I'm gone, baby. What the hell is this? That's not – okay. Race does not lead to PTSD. No, not race.
Racing PTSD.
I'm going to put
– oh, look. Well, it shows something else.
Sorry, guys.
Quick. And click it.
This?
No, up top. It showed something. You see? Race-based traumatic stress symptom scale. Race-based traumatic stress symptom scale.
No, I think race. That? It's like, look, racial. No,
wait,
we don't want
that.
That,
though?
That's race-based traumatic. That's like your race.
Oh. I'm thinking of race, like running.
No, that's what I was saying. No, that's what I was saying.
Huh?
Oh, brother.
Bro, they have that for
no, nah, they're saying, like, if you Spanish, bro, you hella got anxiety. Trust me. I mean, I'm sure that everybody's freaking got something. Hold on, wait.
There's no
track and field PTSD.
You just gotta put it in like
anxiety.
You gotta put it in
pre-diagnosis assessment PTSD treatment in Florida.
They're trying to help you already. They're like, yeah, we know what you need.
Mental health and athletes.
How track and field Olympics.
Oh, here we go. How track and field mental health. How's track and field best to cope. Suck a dangling. This sucks.
Yeah, they don't know.
All right, whatever. But I know it's true, and I bet you.
Everybody has that.
We talked. Sure. Do you think? I don't know. I don't have
if
it.
I talked to all my teams.
I don't have it for soccer. I played really? A long time for soccer, bro. I see soccer games.
Well,
nothing.
That's because it's not as intense.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot
soccer,
on the line.
It's more. I mean, like it's vigorous and shit.
It's a group sport, you know.
It's not like
it's a team sport type shit.
The thing about.
But so is a 4x4. But I'm still doodling myself.
The thing about track is that it's tedious, you know? The whole time you're preparing yourself and waiting.
Yeah.
And then you finally go, and that's when the drilling kicks in because you're so fucking nervous.
Do you get the poops?
No, I don't get poops.
Dude, I do.
Because I just don't eat a lot, so.
You know. Neither do I.
I mean, I'll take a dump, but I don't get, like, nervous.
Dude, like, nah. I get, like, before the race, I would get hella, like,
no.
pre-anxiety, and then right when I hear 4x4 first call warm-ups, and then Coach Campbell's like, all right, Joey, good. Richard, don't worry about that name. Richard, go warm up. And I'm like, fuck. I was like, Coach, I gotta go shit. Yeah. And then I'd run to the bathroom, just fart. And there's four other dudes in there just farting, doing nothing. We're all just anxiety pooping.
Anxiety farting.
Anxiety farting, bro. And I'm just there shitting bricks.
I mean,
I'm getting anxiety right now. I'm getting anxiety right now talking about this shit. Okay, we gotta go.
Probably because I do it like way before I even have to race. Because like I'll get nervous and I have to piss.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't ever have to like take a shit. I don't ever get that feeling.
Runners PTSD. That's insane. It has to be a real thing. Maybe I'll do some more research and
they probably
talk
just
about
it. PTSD
but
though. Because it's probably like,
I mean, I say PTSD, but it's just an anxiety. Yeah. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
See, but that's why I say it's PTSD, because I'm not doing it right now, but it's giving me hella anxiety to see some guy run a 200 meter or 400, especially four. Like,
but would it be considered something traumatic, though? Maybe that's why. Because it's not really traumatic, is it?
Yeah, but you're still getting post-traumatic PTSD.
You're only getting
post-traumatic
the stress.
Stress disorder. Know. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, I don't
have to get a doctor in here.
Boy, what a doctor.
All right, so, doctor, let's talk about PTSD.
Uh-huh. So, basically, what happens is the brain shits itself, right?
The whole nervous system shuts down on you and goes, goodbye.
And then
good luck.
You wake up from slumber and... That's it. That's all your heart's doing.
So basically, your foot hits the line, and it's just,
straight dookies came out my butt. You know where I did fart a lot? Soccer. I'm going to be honest. Soccer, running around, I'm talking about...
Every step.
Bro, I promise you, I'm going to get Lucas on the bit again, bro. He's going to be relevant a lot. But, bro, I'm telling you, all I did was run, especially since it's a lot of running back and forth. I was a winger. Bro, back and forth. And they would slip out. And I know that motherfucker who was covering me, I know he heard it. I know he heard it. He was way too close. And it was not shouting going on or nothing. The ball was on the other side of the field.
I got it. Like SpongeBob with the squeaky shit.
Yes, bro. They would be those like, they'd be kind of moist though because, you know. Because I'm sweating, bro. Don't judge me. I'm sweating, so, you know, I'm sweating, so they don't sound very dry. They sound more like.
They're not. Oh. I'm trying to get the exact fart. Ew.
Oh, that was gross. That was a short.
Hey,
yo.
Why his pants brown?
Yo, why is his underwear doodle?
That's the dirt. I slid on the dirt.
Yo, because we used to have white kits, which is like the white uniform for like meal. Imagine you just doodle yourself mid-game. And then you got to play it off. Oh, it's grass. Boy, that is your ass, boy.
Grass
you got that ain't grass on your ass. That's doodle. That's doodle. Yo, he doodled himself. That's doo-doo. Oh, no. That's doo-doo. Well, that's good. Well, are you excited for states?
Yes, I am.
So what's going on with that? What races are you running?
The 4x8 and the 800. I made it for both of them.
Hey.
The whole way. I pulled through.
Hey, let's go.
At first, I was nervous about making it by myself in the 800.
Yeah.
Because the team, we're good. Because we got the whole squad that's good. You know, it's not just depending on one person. We're all about the same, but then the 800, it's all on me, and then there's other fast people, and then I'm just like, fuck, am I gonna make it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember last year, I got shit on. I got demolished.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it for shit, so I was nervous, but then I realized that I was placed second, and that my time was pretty far ahead of the other people behind me, as long as I held it off, and I did, because they're behind me. Bro, did you see the video?
I think so. That's the one where you got in front.
No, that was the 4x8. The 800, bro, literally, We were all in a crowd.
No. I didn't see a 4x8 one. I saw just an 800 run.
I don't know, but
the one I was watching that I kept showing everybody in the living room, that race.
No.
Where we were laughing and we were like, that boy built like Terminator. I just want to be aware, like us Carrillos, like we run like the Terminator. People used to flame my ass and say I ran like a horse.
Don't bend my arms.
Yeah, it's because but that's that form, baby. It's all about form. I'm telling you, bro. Track is all about form. They don't know nothing. But yeah, keep going.
I lost track. Oh, I was saying how I was shitting myself because lost at track? The very end, they were like right on my ass. Like it was like four people at the final stretch.
This previous race that came by, right?
Regionals, mm-hmm. Bro. It was terrifying. It was three of us shoulder to shoulder on the last 100, and then like I went at the last 25 meters ahead. That shit was crazy. Like if you look at the time, all four of us were within a second of each other.
Yeah, and that shit's close. Insane, it's crazy. Like milliseconds are so like close, but they're so big. It's weird. How to explain?
Yeah,
that.
Like you time think is crazy. Milliseconds would be really close, but then when you look at the runners, it's a big gap.
Yeah,
like half a second is a lot. Yeah. When you look at it,
mm-hmm.
You'd be like, "Damn, a whole second. That's close." And then you look at the race, and you're like, "Damn, you were 50 meters behind."
So what are you expecting for states?
The 800, I don't have high hopes. I mean, you know, it's states. I'll do good. I'm mainly going to focus on time since there's nothing to really go after that.
True.
Like, no placement.
Yeah.
Go hard.
Go all out, bro. Yeah. It's the last race, right? There's nothing after states?
After states, that's it.
I mean, country?
Cross country? No, like, nationals? No, schools don't do that. I think I don't even know how that works.
No, I was just trying to be funny.
Oh.
I was like, country? You going to Afghan?
Can you imagine?
Oh shit. Pew, pew, pew. Well, technically that's the Olympics if you're running for country.
Yeah, that's true.
But nationals? I'm an idiot.
Nationals is like all the states.
No. Oh,
because
cool.
States is like everybody in the state. I think.
Yeah.
I don't think. I think you have to like sign up personally for that.
Mm.
I think.
Yeah, like a.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm gonna die in the summer.
Hey, bro, you're gonna have a good year next year. You're doing really good.
I just gotta make sure I make a lot of progress during the summer.
Yeah. You did this. I mean, this year I think you made really good progress this year. If anything. I feel like you've shown out this year.
I could have done better, I think, if I had, like, Coach Campbell.
Yeah, true. But that's without him, you still did good, and now you're going to train with him over summer, so I think you're going to get some nice work in.
Because I was hoping to drop, like, 5 seconds, and I dropped, like, 3 seconds from my PR, because my PR was 2 minutes, and I got, like, a 157 this season. So, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah.
You just want to talk in a little bit. Yeah, but that's good. So,
I'm just gonna try to make up for that time in the summer,
mm-hmm.
And then I'll be a head start. And then I shit on everybody.
What kind of training are you doing over summer?
I have no clue. I have never really trained over the summer like that with him.
Yeah, I have, but I mean it's different for sure. But it's nothing crazy per se.
Hard.
It's hard. But it, I mean, like, it's training. You need to train hard in order to get better. You can't just, I mean, like, it's more like, it's maintenance, but it's still strength building. Like, you know what I mean? That's why Coach Campbell's good. He just works with you. He works on you.
I know for sure he wants me to get into, like, weightlifting because I need it because I don't do anything for my muscles.
Well,
I need to build that muscle.
He had me in the weight room.
I haven't done it yet. He said he wanted me to.
Well, hopefully this year he gets you in.
Probably start doing it.
I think,
summer.
Yeah, if over the summer he gets you in, I mean.
I need to. That way when I'm in season, I'm already, you know, in.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll have the right workouts for you.
Because I got noodle arms, bro.
Yeah, but it's not like that. When he means get you in the weight room, it's just strength training.
No, yeah, I know. But even with that, I got noodle arms.
Boy, that shit ain't gonna go.
He was like, all right, we're gonna do endurance. I'm like, this is endurance. This is my PR.
Hey, bro, it'd be like that. Trust me, it's crazy because, like, we're not that big. I mean, I'd be working out.
Listen, man, you had like a couple of months on, right? That's not fair.
Wait, what?
To work out.
Oh.
You already got big.
Yeah. Well, it's almost been a year for me. I started working back in.
It's been a year?
almost
damn
July I started working out, I think. No. Yes.
I thought it was like half a year.
Yes. It's half a year. 6 months was January.
Holy shit.
So I'm at 9 months.
Already almost at the end of the year.
It's fine. Life goes, bro. It's just part of it. You can't be stressing over it. Every day's a new day. Fuck. Every day's a new day, but live in the day. Like, you can think about the future. You can think about the past, but you can't live in the past, and you can't live in the future. You have to live right now.
Bars.
Yep. Bars. And trust me, I know that. It feels weird, especially when you get older, bro. You'll notice, like, life's weird, bro.
As you get older, it goes faster.
As you get older, it gets faster. You think more about the past. I mean, this could just be me, or some people can relate, but... Like, yeah. So, like, I don't know. I think about the past a lot, and sometimes I think about the future a lot. But sometimes it's okay to think about those things, but you have to equal it out. Personally, if you live in the day, it's okay. Bars, baby. Bars. Bars. Yeah. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know. If you ever need advice, bro, come ask me. I'm your...
I just want to get past the beginning of adulthood. You know
no,
I mean?
Right.
That shit is the worst part. I want to get past, like, the early 20s and shit.
Yeah.
To, like, the point where I'm like, okay, I am settled in my job, and I can go explore actual life and go around the world and shit, or something like that.
I'm 23.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. The 20s are, like, a pain in the ass, because then that's when you're, like, becoming adult. And then,
yeah, but
still trying to figure your shit out.
You're gonna be figuring shit out your whole life. I mean,
no.
I mean, yes, you have to understand.
In different ways,
in different ways, yes. Like, you gotta remember, like, you're constantly changing. Don't think that you becoming an adult is gonna make you think that you figured everything out. You're not. Like, our parents, bruh.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone's parents, adults. That's why the older you get, bro, the more you understand why parents are the way they are, because, like, when you're younger, it's a lot of shit to get into, but everybody's human. It's what you realize. Everybody's human, everybody's going through shit, and no matter how old you are, you're still thinking about and you're still going through shit, but you learn along the way, so you get better at life type shit. But I agree with you. It is weird, but I do agree with you as well. Like, now that I'm getting, like, I'm 23, I'm about to be 24 in December, so coming that new year.
Yeah, sure.
Kobe year, that boy dead. Man. I said this at dinner.
You say this so much.
It is my Michael Jordan year, 23, okay? I'm wearing a shirt that says 23. I got 23 on my shirt right now. Michael Jordan, baby. It's my year. And it hasn't really been my year too much, but it's been good. Like, I've learned a lot, and I've grown. I'll tell you that much, boy. I've grown. So I got my 24, Kobe. That's my 24 year. But that boy dead. So hopefully, that boy dead. He's dead, okay? Hopefully, I don't die. That's all I'm saying. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's true. But nah. So, like, I feel like, slowly, I am, you know, learning my thing. This coming year, hopefully I find somewhere I feel more comfortable. I don't know where that is, but I'm still learning. I'm trying to work my ass off and save money and do that. Do I want to stay here in this beautiful home?
No.
No. No. No, I love it here. You know, I mean, I love being with you, family. Most of all. Yeah, being with family is nice, but
it's always nice being with
family. I enjoy spending time with you, because I feel like since that year I've been gone, I feel like I missed out.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's life. It doesn't matter. So, you know, the days we get to spend time together, it's nice.
Bonding.
Like right now. This is dope.
This is dope.
We should do this more often.
We need to do this more often.
You can be my co-host. I'm still, like...
I could be your hoe on the co.
Oh.
Bro. Okay. I could be your bro on the call.
You could be my bro most.
I could be your
come most.
Huh?
Wait, saucy baka.
Wait a minute.
Dude, you're sauce. Dude, you're completely sauce. No, but for sure, bro, this is cool. I don't know. I'm starting new shit. Do I know what I'm doing? No.
Fuck no, baby.
No. But I don't know. I really, so like the reason why I want to start doing this because I want to do something creative. I feel like I'm really dying. And yeah. Dude, this is working. My mics are working. My computer is working. My OBS is working. My everything is working. Okay,
this
is
a sign.
It's a sign, bro. It's a sign.
It's your time.
Yes, it's like, hey, you want to do something? Do this, bro.
All the planets have aligned for you,
bro. I'm doo doo. Like you saw how happy I was earlier today. I was, bro. It's like I haven't been feeling the best lately. I've been feeling down, but that's normal. That's life, and. Bro, like, today, I got all this set up. I took the time and was like, all right, let me try to see if I could find my two mics. Excuse me. Sorry. Plugged it in. Everything's working. Like, oh, dude, the happiness I feel right now, even though, like, I don't know. I don't care if this goes anywhere. But personally, for me, like.
It's just fun to do.
It's fun to do. Like, if you just record stuff, just have fun. I was looking at those stupid videos I recorded back in 2019 or 2020. This shit was so stupid. I don't know what I was
so
doing
dumb.
I don't know why I didn't post that shit was hilarious. Me just I like was recording myself, I don't know, reacting to videos or whatever. I was gonna make a YouTube video and I never ended up
bored.
Making it. Yeah, I was bored. I was sitting in my apartment that I had and I just recorded a video and it was, and I went and I found it now, like reopening it, and it was funny. So like, yeah, I don't know. It was cool seeing all that. And then today being like, you know what? I want to make something. I feel like this is cool. I like talking. I don't know. I've always found podcasts super interesting. There's no end goal to this. This is just something I just want to do. And I want to have a project, basically. I feel like everybody should have a little project. I was doing some sewing stuff. I like it. I think it's cool, but it's more personal to me. It's more like I like tailoring my clothes or whatever. But it was a cool hobby. I like picking up hobbies. But this, like, it's video editing. It's sound editing. I like setting things up. I like having this. I do.
You prepared for this.
Exactly. I want to have this set up on YouTube soon or something. You know, with the video as well, more than just the audio, which would be dope, because then you can see us.
You can see our big heads.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, that's what they look like.
Exactly.
Now I know why he's an egg boy.
Yeah, but there's no structure to this. I just want to talk.
Other thing is,
and I like listening, so like I'm gonna listen to this just because it's funny.
Yeah.
And
that's
here, I don't know.
It's always gonna be nice to look back at this, and it's gonna be like a capsule of time. You'd be like, damn, remember back then when you had all these recordings, and then we could listen to ourselves talk.
Yeah, remember that time you did a podcast for a year?
Yeah.
Like, I think I want to try to do this for a year. I'm gonna try to do this for a year, and I'm gonna
see where it goes.
Yeah, like, and even if it doesn't go anywhere, bro,
it'll be nice to have,
bro. I mean, dope to have freaking videos on YouTube. I can go back, you know what I mean? Like, when I have those YouTube videos and shit, like the video with you and them and stuff, and we go back, I'm dying laughing because it's funny as hell. You know what I mean? So, that'd be dope.
Vivian?
What?
Nothing.
Oh. He's on his phone on a podcast. Fuck this guy.
She texted me like 30 minutes ago, okay? Listen, man.
His girlfriend. Oh.
It was like 2 seconds.
Well, tell her you're on a podcast.
It's fine. It wasn't anything important.
Babe, I'm podcasting right now with my bro.
We gotta get her on here. Nah, she too toxic.
Oh, no. I was.
End up roasting me constantly.
That's fine.
No, it's not.
No, it's fine. It's
gonna be so annoying.
No, it doesn't matter. There's no point to this. It's just I wanted to bring people here. And we just talk, I guess. You know, if
yeah, that is true. It would be interesting.
Yeah. So personally, like, it's weird, but like, the more we've talked, don't you feel a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah.
Then when, so like, how do you feel now? Than from the beginning.
Now I feel normal. At first, I was a little uncomfortable, but now I'm good.
Yeah, it feel like personally, I was like, oh my god, I'm so nervous. I have so much anxiety. I feel like I'm gonna have that every time I start one because I can feel how you felt. I might feel more comfortable than you, but maybe me, like, do I seem comfortable?
Yeah.
Do you think me being comfortable is making you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like how I'm chill and I'm just talking to you and shit.
It feels more natural.
Yeah.
Why are you stroking your leg? This man.
Dude, my legs are hurting, okay?
This man is, they're like, so rubbing out his calf right now.
I
like,
gotta massage him.
Boy, go get the dildo blaster.
The
blaster.
What we're talking.
The blaster. No, don't go get it now. But, yeah, that's sick. Well, I'm super excited for you to go to States and go kill it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go all out. Go get that time, bro. It's not a.
This means right. I'm getting my third monkey.
Oh shit! It happened. Fist bump.
Yes, sir.
This.
I've been talking about it all year.
Let them know about the monkeys.
I do this little thing. For my very first year of States, I saw these stuffed monkeys. They're called Mohawk monkeys. I was like, damn, I'm getting one. Those things are cool as hell because they're, like, super colorful.
Yeah.
And they're just funny to have because then you could run around with them on your neck. And they have, like, Velcro and they wrap around your neck. And it's just funny.
Yeah, Velcro plush monkeys.
Ever since the first year, I got one at States. The second year, I got one. And now it's just a thing where every time I go to States, I get it as, like, a little achievement. And my whole goal is to have four by the end of my school year. To have it for every year.
So far, you have three?
Not yet. I'm going to have three.
Well, you're
when I go to State.
Yeah, but you're going to State.
Yeah.
So it's confirmed.
Yeah. I don't know what color I want though, because they have a shit ton of different colors and combinations.
What kind of colors?
I don't know. There's so many.
Randomized?
Yeah.
Every year?
Well, I mean,
no,
I
they look
know.
The same.
They look
just
the
different
same,
colors.
But there's a shit ton of different colors. There's like pink and blue, and then the camos. I don't know what I want, though. There's so many.
I'm sure they'll call it to you.
I have a green and a red one.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, purple. And there might be yellow. I might get yellow.
Shit. Yo.
Yo.
New avatar.
Oh, my God, dude.
Bruh.
Honestly, I'm trying to forget about it because I know it's going to be years. It's
December.
No, that's too long.
Bit. That's.
I'm too hyped for it. I'm trying to forget about it because.
Probably like 6 months from now.
If that stays in my head, I'm going to cry.
That shit look
I'm going to go
dope.
Insane.
That shit look dope. If you haven't seen it already, the Avatar teaser trailer is popping out. I think it came out with Doctor Strange because Doctor Strange just came out. I need to go see that shit. Yeah. That shit look gasoline. And then when I get back on here, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But like. Avatar? Bro, I've been waiting for that.
I thought they gave up on that.
Yeah, supposedly, this is what I heard, supposedly, they took so long because they made, like, five or six movies. I don't know.
What?
We'll see. Yeah, supposedly.
No way.
We'll see. People,
like,
I saw on Reddit, and they were like, they're like, dang. They're like, oh, my God, I can't imagine six. Like, part six can be sick. And the guy was like, damn, I'll watch you in the nursing home with you, bro. It's like, yeah, that shit's going to come out when
we're
dead.
Be like
90. Yeah. I'm going to be like 102 if I live up to that. And you're going to be like 80-something. And we both going to be like, yes, look at the blue people. Go. Oh, fuck.
They won't even be the same. It'll be different people.
That shit going to be real life. By that time, movies going to just be real life. We're going to be on VR experiencing beef.
We're going to be in our deathbed.
We're
going to
be smashing. We're going to be. I think they had a baby, bro.
Huh?
The blue thing and the man had a baby, I swear.
Oh, yeah, the chick.
There's a normal person. They did a little family hug in the video.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Wait, there's like new.
Who gave birth to the baby?
What do you mean?
I don't know, bro. We'll see. The trailer.
There's like a new trailer that shows new stuff. Because the one I was watching, it was just a bunch of cut scenes from the old
movie. No, bro, it's a trailer.
I was looking for that. I couldn't find it.
I got it, bro. I'll show you after this.
Because I was looking for that. I was like, I don't see anything new. I don't believe it. And then you're like, no, bro. It's for real. I'm like, where is it?
Yeah, and they said December.
That's why I was so salty.
Yeah.
Like,
it
looks
fuego, bro.
Nothing.
No, it looks so cool. Okay. I have no clue what the plot's going to be like. Like, they didn't really spoil anything. I guess.
I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't care either. I just want to see
that
it.
There's another one.
That
I'm
shit looks dope. Cinematically looks so cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for its time, it was still a cool movie, even though it was old.
Yeah, the graphics look
it's
really
like
good back then.
It's one of those movies that is timeless.
I feel like Tron was the same way.
Tron.
I feel like Tron came out. The
Matrix was
visuals.
Cool like that.
Yeah.
Matrix
had pretty good graphics, yeah.
For, like, its time.
Yeah.
They did pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the old Tron? Ultron. Shit looks like ass.
Ultron?
Yeah, it's like back in the 70s. Oh. That shit looked like
Bookie. No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, Tron Legacy is like my favorite movie.
Yeah, that
one of my favorite. What's one of your favorite movies?
I don't know, dude. I don't got really favorite movies. Just a shit ton I like.
Name a few.
Too many, though.
Name a few.
I don't know. I don't got good movie taste.
Just
though.
Name one off the dome, Ski.
Sandlot?
Hey, Sandlot, bro? That's good.
That's more of like a nostalgia thing. I wouldn't say it's like, damn, that movie was badass and like
it's
ahead of its
no,
time.
No, but it's your favorite
anything.
Movie.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were talking about like movies that really stood out from.
Nah.
Time. I'm trying to think.
That's
what,
different.
What movie
I'm just
stood
talking about favorite
time?
Movie.
So we got like Avatar. I mean, would Transformer be a good one?
Yeah, know. Transformer graphics were pretty banging.
I think certain ones were good.
You know. I mean, when they took
I think at one point.
Yeah, they made too many movies of it. And then, I mean, that's my personal opinion. They made too many movies, and then it was like,
they got dinosaurs?
Come fight with me, Optimus Prime. Roll out. Like, random ass shit. Like, what the?
That's B-Mac. I'm B-Max.
Big Mac. Oh, we thinking about McDonald's.
Michael Bay. That's him.
Mike Wazowski. Mike with. Yeah.
That's Mike. Michael Bay for you.
Michael Day. That boy be blowing everything up. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, Transformers is pretty cool. They had some pretty cool shit.
What else? What's another movie? What's another old movie?
That was before its time?
Ahead of its time.
Yeah. Baba Booey? Baba Duke? Ooh, Baba Duke? Do you remember that movie?
I never saw that one.
Stop lying.
Nope.
Bruh.
I wanted to see it.
Doodle my pants.
That's the one with the creepy mask.
Woo! Ooh, I'm about to cry right now.
The mask, right?
Ugh, no, he ain't got no mask.
No? That's
bro.
His face?
What you talking about?
Babadook. I seen, like, the picture. In
woo! Face. I'm not even going to. I was about to Google it, and I'm not going to look at my
eyes. Are watering. Your eyes are watering.
My shits are watery. Bro, when I think about creepy.
It can't be that scary.
Nah, it's. For me. It's not, like, in the moment. It's, like, I think about creepy shit or I think about, wow, that shit was weird. It makes me teary. I don't know. I'm just thinking about that boy when he was on a roof and that boy's in a top hat and his fingers. Oh, hell no. It's not a scary movie. Like, if you watch it, you're not going to be scared. But the concept of it is pretty fucking
weird. If it was real, you'd be shitting
yourself. Yeah. There was this one time I was watching Insidious. With Trave and Lucas, and this is my two cousins. And they were like, bro, watch this movie, watch Insidious. And it's the one, I think the first one with the red demon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boy, that boy popped up with the tiptoe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they both looked at me. Bro, I looked at the TV and I stared. I didn't get scared, but a tear went down my face. And I was just one tear. Like the guy from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, like,
enough to make a grown man cry.
Not this grown man. Get back in there. And he sucked that bitch
up.
You
in the movie when you saw that demon.
That was me. But except that tear went all the way
it's
down.
Enough to make a grown man
that
cry.
Shit's enough. That shit's a demon.
A little boy.
Oh, hell no. What the fuck?
No, yeah, I remember seeing that. That part was creepy.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
The little gremlin.
The Insidious?
Yeah, I watched it with you.
The little gremlin. That boy with biggest head. That was a red demon.
Yeah, right. He was.
Decepticon.
He was a gremlin, though. That
it was
weird.
I don't know what it's called. When you have the hoofs for the feet. Oops. A trilobite. A centaur. No, not a centaur. Something.
What?
Mozambique. I don't even know
what
I'm saying.
Talking about?
The demon dude.
What
he had hoofs for feet.
But I mean, a centaur is like half human, half horse.
Well, he had hoofs on his feet. He was goat.
I mean,
half goat.
Hoofs or horseshoes? I don't
know. They were definitely goat feet because demons usually do with the goat.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Said they're not the greatest
I'm
of
goat.
All time.
Yeah.
They're not the greatest of all time.
Who? The demons? They're the greatest of all time?
They're not.
Who said that?
I'm saying they're not because you said they associate with the goats. And the goats are the greatest
oh,
of all
time. Man, you made me trip for a second. I was like, did I say that? Oh, hell no. Padre Santos. Padre Santos.
You thought I was saying, like, yes, the demons.
Yes, the demons are the greatest of all time. The goats. Like, I mean,
oh,
technically.
No, we're in this podcast now.
Hell yeah, we're on this. Yo, I'm scared.
Yo, ghost interactions. Hopefully I can have some ghost stories.
No, what?
What?
You're funny. I'm not trying to interact with any ghosts.
No, I don't want to interact with no ghosts, but I know somebody got some ghost stories I'd like to know.
Other people.
Hell yeah. That should be creepy.
That'd be interesting to hear their stories.
Ghost stories?
Ghost stories.
I like ghost stories.
Boo.
Okay. Boo, I'm coming for you. The ghosts. There was this movie where, like, it was, like, two ghosts in a house, and, like, but they were, like, the sheet ghosts, and they, like, fell in love through a window.
Why does this sound kind of familiar?
It was a newer movie, I guess, that came out. It looked different. It looked cool. It didn't look cool. I mean, I didn't watch it, so it wasn't cool enough. Tell you that much.
Damn.
Yeah, ripping the chat. Any movie you watched recently?
Most recent movie was Batman.
The new one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You saw that one, right?
Yeah, so the Dolby Vision I was telling you about.
Oh, you watched it there. Right?
I watched in Dolby Vision with Malik. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, when I get him on, we could talk a little bit more about Dolby Vision.
Vengeance in 4K.
Bro, so, like, I know everybody's like, that movie's mid, whatever. Bro, you go watch that shit in real Dolby Vision, whatever the fuck. Any movie's going to be dope. I'm telling you, watch La La Land. You watch La La Land now, I'm going to be dancing in the prince.
This shit's fire.
This shit's gas. Like, I'm telling you, bro. You go watch a movie in Dolby Vision, we're going to have to go check one out.
Bro, now that you're talking about it, I kind of want to watch Doctor Strange in there.
Yeah, well, I know Malik cool. did. I'm going to have to ask
him. He watched it?
In Dolby Vision, he probably did. Hopefully, I can catch him on the podcast. And he could tell me a little bit more about it. But
I'm trying to say spoilers. Everybody's talking about it. Like, please don't say anything.
Yeah. I don't know. There's nothing, like, so far I haven't seen anything spoiling it.
I haven't either.
But when did it come out? It's the 9th. It came out the 6th. So, you know, people would have been creaming all over it.
Supposedly there's some new person coming to the universe. I don't know who.
Well,
I stopped listening.
We'll see.
I want to find out.
I don't know if it's going to be amazing, but it's the only Marvel movie out. So, like, everybody's hype.
I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, it should be good.
I got high hopes.
Nah, I mean, it should be.
Last Doctor Strange, that shit was badass.
It should be good.
I always love Doctor Strange because they have the coolest fucking scenes. It's so trippy and like.
Oh, like when he does
it's
the.
So creative.
When he goes into the metaverse with the.
Yeah, yeah.
With Facebook.
Like the mirror and shit.
No, in the metaverse with Facebook.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. On Facebook. Dude. I hate you.
I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. Trying to make a joke, I guess. It's cut out when you said that. Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry. Damn. My joke was ass. Jesus Christ.
I'm not ready for jokes. I'm over here talking about this shit. I would have picked up on it.
That's why I said Facebook.
You said it so serious.
I know that's part of the joke.
But you said it too serious.
You
were
like,
ready for
Facebook? What are you talking about?
The metaverse.
The metaverse. I thought you would have picked up once I said metaverse, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, they do have some dope. Dormammu, I've come to bargain like 50 fucking times. That shit was dope.
Yeah. But I want to just see like what the hell they're going to do like when it comes to like the cinematography.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably going to do a bunch of trippy cool shit, and it's always cool looking at that visuals and the effects.
Always. Marvel, I mean, that's why I said, like, Marvel movie comes out, bro. It's going to be good. Like,
For the most part.
For the most part, it's going to be good visually. They have the budget, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The plot might be ass, whatever, but costumes, budget.
Did you hear
budget.
About Thor?
Yeah, I'm ready for Love and Thunder.
I haven't heard about it. I just heard that there is one. I don't know what it's about.
Love and Thunder, I guess.
Yeah, who are you loving?
Thunder, I guess.
Love to Thunder?
He making love.
I thought he was loving with his thunder.
Oh, he making thunder when he loving. He finna shoot some thunder out his down under. Oh, bars. He shoots some loving from down under. You come from the place when...
This is a movie they didn't want to release. It's like, it's supposed to be on the secret website.
That shit is definitely on Pornhub already.
Love.
Love and thunder. Love from down under.
Love and the thunder thighs.
Oh, shit. I mean, he does have thunder thighs. Remember when he was fat?
The only person he loved was that one.
Shorty.
Kid. Yeah, but didn't they, like, separate?
She's built like every other female protagonist. Is that the right word? Protagonist for a superhero. She looks like Lois Lane or whatever the fuck. Like
they, all their girlfriends.
Bruh, like, they all mixing together.
Secret lover in like the comics that we don't know about, and they're gonna bring him in.
We'll see. It might have nothing to do with him.
I swear to God.
Well, I mean, like, it might have nothing to do with, like, you know what I mean? His love interest, it might have nothing to do with his love. Maybe he's helping somebody or saving somebody. I don't fucking know.
That's interesting to put into a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Because what the heck? Is it gonna be a love story and Marvel? Like, that's going to be weird.
I mean,
I don't see how that would work. I'd have to watch the trailer.
What do you mean a love story in Marvel? Of course. Every Marvel movie's freaking love in it.
No.
Yeah.
Not really.
Sort of.
Yeah, but that's, like, not the main focus.
Yeah, that's true.
How are they going to make it the main focus and keep it on Marvel?
Love and Thunder. I mean, it's in the title,
with
so.
The action.
I better see some loving. And I better see some thunder shooting out of somebody.
Gift my hammer.
Oh, remember that? Oh, what is it? Loki, let's sing some karaoke.
Oh my God,
no. And after we'll do the hokey pokey. No. How about I shove the hammer up? Oh, the handle of my hammer up Uranus. Okie dokie. Yes, sus. That's Oni Cartoons for you people. If you don't know that, go watch Oni Cartoons. They got Dragon Ball Z. They got Harry Potter on there.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Oh, run, stop.
It was always so
Wingardium Leviosa. Oh, Harry, don't stop.
That shit was so weird.
Oh, please go watch Oni Cartoons on YouTube. They have
so old,
Dragon Ball Z remakes, Harry Potter. Yeah, a bunch of crazy shit on there. It's really good. It kind of reminds me of Meat Canyon, but Meat Canyon's really f***ed up.
Meat Canyon,
yeah,
it's just like on another.
Meat Canyon's.
That's nightmare fuel.
Yeah, it's nightmare fuel. I mean, that's his goal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his niche. Just making you shit yourself. I saw the Garfield one.
Yeah.
So.
You seen the Blue's Clues one?
Oh.
That one
my
was weird.
God, he freaking. Oh, I'm not even going to spoil it, but go watch the Blue's Clues one.
They're all so messed up.
Oh.
Basically, it just ruins all your childhood.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's just all childhood stuff you can think about.
It's all the cartoons, like Ed, Edd n Eddy.
The Last Jawbreaker.
Oh. And it's got, like, all his teeth in it.
Oh.
I can
see it. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Jawbreaker.
Like, screaming. Ugh, remember,
gross.
It, like, zooms out into the town and you see him screaming.
Yeah. Yeah! And he's getting murdered, and then part two, it's when, ugh.
I forgot there was a part two.
Yeah, that's where it shows all the jaws for the Jawbreaker. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to spoil it, but go watch that. it's okay, there's a lot of videos on there. Okay, they got Ronald McDonald as well.
I love how we're just shouting.
You seen the Ronald McDonald one?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Sussy baka.
Bungay.
Bungay. What was the, Jojo Hiraboken, Ice of Heaven. Jojo Hiraboken, Ice of Heaven. Hit that shit.
I don't know how to say it.
Jojo Hiraboken, Ice of Heaven.
Jojo Hiraboken, Ice of Heaven.
You have a deep ass voice, bro.
Jojo Hiraboken.
Oh my.
Ice of Heaven.
Why does mine sound so lame?
It's because I don't scream a lot, I guess. And I'm usually tired, so my voice just stays at a
Yeah, I think I'm just kind of built like this. Man, it should be. Because
The less you talk and the less
I mean,
you're
I
yelling.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And your voice
when I'm working. Like when I'm working and stuff, and somebody says some shit to me or whatever, I'm like,
I don't scream like a crackhead like you.
Hey, Evan. Damn, okay, shit.
Bro, like, what do you mean? In the house, you're always like, singing and shit.
Well, sorry. It makes me, like, you know, I'm trying to cheer myself up or something.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that's why your voice is usually higher. I'm like, quiet.
Yeah, it is. And then when I flirt,
like,
nah, that's not even that. I remember.
Sup, baby? Take me out to dinner?
Hey, yo. I remember, like, I think I used to do that more. Like, I used to talk, you know, like, more chill. Yeah, I'd be like, yo, to talk to girls and shit. Because I remember my ex-girlfriend was like, you used to talk so much deeper when we first met or whatever the fuck. And I was like, yeah, it's because I was trying to finesse. Hello. And then once you got with me, now I'm talking like this.
No, yeah, it's the same way with Vivian.
Beep.
That was, like, more common stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll let my crackhead out. You know, I'll be, like, super hyper.
Nah, bro,
but
you can't
care. But then she gets annoyed. She's like, oh, my God, you're so energetic. I'm like, oh, okay.
No.
And it kills the vibe.
No. I'm about to beat her ass. I mean, I'm not going to do anything to her. She's a female. It's perfectly fine.
Abuse.
I'm not going to do anything to a woman. Yeah, no, that's fine. She can catch these hands. That's all I gotta say. She can catch these hands. Nah, bro. Cause
I'd
now
let her be the crackhead.
Nah. That's how my ex girlfriend was. She was kind of crackhead mode, but I was chill. But when I all that I go back and think about it, I'm like, damn, I should have been crackhead too. I'm crackhead. But I wasn't in that vibes.
You
back
know how
then,
I am.
But
it's like a rare moment for me.
Yeah.
I'm not really usually like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, but now I don't care anymore. Like, sometimes I think about it, I'm like, damn, should I be, like, talking more like, hey, what's up, type
I never really focused on it that much.
No. I mean, naturally, that's just how your voice is, and mine is naturally just like this, a little bit higher.
Yup.
But it's fine. It's cool.
You're like, fucking
bitch, bro, I wish my balls drowned. How low your balls hanging? That's the real question.
Oh, they hang? Mine drag.
Oh, mine don't hang. They drag.
About 4 feet behind.
My balls are they're wiping up the floor. I put a mop on the bottom of my balls, and I've been cleaning the floor around while I walk around the house. Now you wonder why I'm naked all the time. It's because I'm cleaning the floor with my balls. It's like a personal Roomba.
Oh.
But it's my balls.
You wake up in the morning. Bro, fuck. Stop sliding your feet. That's not my feet.
That's my meat. Damn, that boy got that longer.
I got to throw that shit over my shoulder.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh, no.
Damn. That meat's so long, that boy. Meat to meat.
I get out of bed, I'm like,
oh.
Throw it over my shoulder like a backpack.
It's like a lasso. You can cast shit with that.
Get over here.
put bait at the end of it. Go fishing with your meat.
Oh my god.
Go use your meat to get meat. Oh fuck. Yeah, that's kind of fucked. Now we're talking about meat. Are we at that point of the podcast? Where are we at?
We're at that point in the podcast.
Yeah, we're at
gone too deep.
Yeah, we're at the touchdown.
The touchdown.
How long are podcasts supposed to be?
Oh, like I'm running hour? Over my headphones.
Podcasts are supposed to be like an hour, right?
Yeah, usually around an hour. I mean, it depends what you're talking about and shit. Usually you go for an hour. It's whatever. I'm not really trying to do anything. It's just talking. And I think we did great, bro. Fist bump. Be my co-host.
I'm your co-host now.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Technically, by law, you are, sorry, I didn't mean to touch you with my toes, but you are down the hall, literally, so whenever I do want to record a podcast and there's no one else and I have to get stuck with you because I can't find anybody else, just kidding, no, I love you, bro, no, for sure, bro, come record with me, sometimes I just want to talk about shit, it's cool.
We honestly need this anyways, because we don't ever hang out.
Oh, God, fuck. Good thing. All right, maybe I'll just end it. All right, thanks, guys, for no, I'm just kidding. No, bro. Yes, I agree. Life's weird. It's hard, yeah.
This is a good way
you
to
got school, home. You got practice. I get home late as fuck. I got to go to the gym. The gym saves me.
Sometimes
this will be nice.
Games are just too stressful.
I don't want, like, look at this. Do a podcast instead of playing video games. Just kidding, I'm going to play video games, but I don't have a lot of time, and I feel like this is a nice way to waste time for me.
It's more chill.
I feel productive. You know, I'm doing a project. For me, this is a project. This is a project I want to work on for at least a year.
For me, this is me just relaxing and not stressing about school.
Yeah. Yeah, we could talk about anything on here, bro. Real shit. Funny shit. Look, we talked about...
Right now, I'd be laying in bed, be like, fuck, I got a test tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
I got to work tomorrow. So, while I'm laying in bed, I'm going, damn, I got to work tomorrow. They always cut out. Fuck. Damn, I got to work tomorrow. I have to add bass to my shit to make it work. Damn, I have to work tomorrow. That's me.
Like
yeah.
A fuckboy?
Like a fuckboy?
That's what you sound like. Damn, I got to work tomorrow.
Damn. I got to work
gotta
with my...
put in that work tomorrow.
I'm finna put in that work tomorrow. Hey, work finna get worked. I'm about to put in that work.
But there is an upside to this test. Apparently, if everybody in the class finishes, you can leave as soon as possible, like before 12.
Who do
so
you?
That means I could get early release
like,
if
oh, it's like half.
If
day.
Everybody finishes the exam,
oh, that's cool.
So like, I'm not gonna lie, I might slack because I might do ass anyways because I suck at English. So I'll be
nah,
like,
don't slack. You got it, bro.
Bro, if everybody's done,
you got it, bro. Damn me, huh?
If everybody's done, I'm sorry.
Nah, I mean,
I'll write shit, but. It won't be like full effort.
Shit, bro.
Because my full effort isn't much.
Hey, bro, I'm not going to hate
I'm
on
so
you.
I'm so bad at essays.
I'm not going to hate on you. I'm bad at essays, too. I can talk.
I don't know why I'm
I can talk, bro. Like, I mean, I can't present, but look at me right now. I'm talking.
Yeah.
You want me to write some? Grammatically correct?
Fuck no, baby.
Fuck no, baby. They're going to read that shit and go, bruh.
I could say it in
bruh. English. I don't know why I thought of the fish eating a carrot. That's me while I do the test.
No, my thing is going to be, while I'm taking a test, I can hear just a freaking signal error. That
the old yeah. Ass fucking computer shit, yeah. Well, cool. Well, thanks for joining me, bro. I appreciate you. Hopefully we can...
Oh, it's 10.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
You know it's late when... My girl's going to bed before me.
Yeah, but you already took a shower, so we vibing. We had tacos and shit, yeah.
What are we at?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely past the touchdown line. Now we're leaving the... oh, no, he's leaving. He took the football with him.
Like Forrest Gump.
That boy going. Oh, stop. Stop, Forrest, stop. Well, thanks for joining me, bro. I appreciate you. Hopefully we can record some more.
Yeah,
thanks for listening. This is Hot Breath Podcast.
Breath Fire Podcast.
Yeah. I don't know why I called it Hot Breath. Most of
you gotta
got hot because everybody on here has hot ass breath.
Hot breath.
You know. You think your breath smells good right now? Shit smells like ass.
Oh, my breath always smells good.
Yeah. Man. But you can't chew gum during the podcast, so breath smell like so it's hot naturally.
My breath smells good no matter what.
Right.
I'm self-conscious about that shit.
Really?
Yes. I don't want to go talking to Vivian but like
No, I agree. But I always have gum.
I feel so embarrassed.
No, I know my breath's probably a little weird right now because I got my retainer in.
The second I go, I'm like, no, I need gum. I'll ask like the whole class for gum.
Anybody have gum? Anybody have gum?
Bro.
Oh, you're that guy. Aren't you?
That guy.
Here. Dude, let me get. Well, no. Listen to me. Listen to me. Don't take it all. Don't take it all, bro. Please don't take it all. On top of the fridge.
Oh. You've been hiding gum from me?
On top of the fridge.
You've been holding out.
Listen! On top of the fridge, there's some stuff. Don't take it all.
What's this stuff?
Bitch, you know what the stuff is. We're talking about it right now. Gum.
What kind of gum?
5 gum. Stimulate your senses.
That's like.
Oh, wait.
Actually,
hold on, wait. What it feels to...
No, you gotta do, like, the robotic voice. It's kind of like, what it feels to chew 5 gum. I don't
know. It doesn't sound... He sounds like more like he's whispering.
Doesn't it?
Oh, fuck. Whatever. We gotta end this podcast. Thanks for listening. Hot Breath Podcast. This
is... your intro. Hey, yo, what's up, Hot Boy Podcast? And then, you know, it's just like...
but it cuts out. Bah. There we go. Bah. Hey guys, Hot Breath Podcast.
I'll do it since my mic wears out.
No, it cuts out.
God damn it.
No, that's how I'm gonna do it. I'll be like, hey guys, Hot Breath Podcast. I'm your host, Jovi.
No, it should be.
It keeps cutting out.
It should be more of an outro. Then just have a sound effect. Like you press a button and it'd be like, all right, we out.
Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. I'll probably make an intro, but this episode's not gonna have shit. This episode's gonna suck in the beginning. Suck my ass.
I think about the SpongeBob meme. Like, what about that guy?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. Well, that's good. Thank you for listening. Tune in whenever. I'm not gonna make it scheduled. Hopefully, I will make this scheduled.
Yeah.
Huh?
10 years later.
Actually, it's an hour and 14 minutes. 15. Fuck. Hey, good job, bro. Look, it flies by. I promise you.
Yeah,
hour an episode?
Get into talking.
Shit! Yeah, you thought my mic cut out. It didn't, son. Anyway, well, love, peace, chicken grease. And
smell my knees.
Smell my knees. Suck a ding-a-ling. What? All right, catch y'all on the next episode.